Call the City of Dyer Mayor and Board of Aldermen meeting April 14th, 2025. Have a forum present. Entertain a motion to approve the minutes of March 24th, 2025.
Make a motion, please.
Second.
Motion made in second. Is there any discussion? Not, call the roll. Start Marty, go right.
Abstain? What are we doing?
Abstaining.
Are you voting or not?
Abstaining.
We're just passing the minutes last week.
Yeah.
You can vote.
But I wasn't there for the 24th.
You did good. You did what you're supposed to do.
You done good, girl.
Yes.
Motion carried. Entertain a motion to approve the minutes of March 31st, 2025. Special call meeting.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion made in second. Is there any discussion? Not, call the roll. Start with Michael, go left.
Aye.
Abstain.
Motion carried. No request to speak to the board tonight. Mayor's report. We talked about Lee Street, the repairs on Lee Street. Lee Street is open. Dale will tell you a little bit about that in a minute. We do have some sinkholes around town. Dale's been working on those and everything. He looked at several today. None of them are major. We only had the one major at Lee Street. So, department reports. Fire. Entertain a motion to hire Jackson Summers to the fire department.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion made in second. Is there any discussion?
See one of the
juniors.
Junior.
Yeah.
What is
any,
he?
He's junior high school.
He's 18.
He does graduate this year.
Yeah.
He turned 18 last week.
He's also taking his medical.
Mm-hmm. He's a good kid too.
Any more discussion? Not, call the roll. Start with Jessica and go right.
I couldn't get the eye.
Motion carried.
A horse.
Brandon wanted to, he's on the call, so, he wanted to, tell everybody how good the spring market went. I think we had around 40, can't remember if it's 45 or 40 vendors. I think it was 30 wow. inside and 15 outside is what I think it was, going off of what was supposed to show up and everything, and it seemed like everybody showed up, so went off well. And Brandon wanted to thank everybody for their help during the storm. I think it's it. Police?
You have my report. I don't have anything else to add to it.
Street?
Chris said we had to install a new culvert on Lee, and not just the culvert, but up into the yard, because according to MTAS, that is now our responsibility. We're running with that out at Scattered Acres, but we still got to go out there and do park repairs on that, and it's not going to, the street and everything's passable, everything's that, but it's not going to be a one-week job, because we got to fix this guy's yard. Everything got to dry out, we got to till it, then we got to come back inside. That's all part of our responsibility. So
yeah.
I think that was discussed in the committee meeting, but it's looking good. It should hold up longer than any of us are here, because that last one held up since 1972. And this one hold up longer than that, because it won't rest. We also got a new culvert we want to install on the Thomas and west south. We're going to have to build a box there. Because it's done rusted in the fill in, so that'll be a project we're going to be starting on. Let me see, we've been cold patching streets and also repairing the edge of streets, because after all this rain, all the edge of the streets washed. So at that time, that's what the street department's going on. We continue with everything else, digging up brush, bulk, all our everyday jobs. So.
Yeah. The only other thing is, Dale's going to hold off on PRI till probably the next meeting, till we can figure out around the edges of roads and stuff like that. It's going to have to be repaired also. Also, he's going to make me notes of all the places that need to be repaired. That way, if we can turn it in to the disaster relief, what you call it, Marty?
Sure.
One of them. Turn it in.
Federal money.
Say it again?
It's the federal money.
Yeah, if we can turn that in, then we'll be turning it in to them. We'll keep notes on it and everything. We'll see how that goes. Regardless, we'll have to fix it. So we'll be working on some of that, and Dale will get us some more information. Finance personnel. I'm sorry, Dale, was that all you had?
On the street.
Okay. Finance personnel. Water and sewer. Under finance personnel, let me say this. We are going to be working on, there is not, and let me say this clearly, we're not talking about raising property taxes.
Thank you.
We are talking about letting the county collect the property taxes.
Right.
They will charge 1%, which will be $5,370 a year. We pay, right now, we pay in the neighborhood of $2,400 a year. It's $2,380, I believe is what it was. Then on top of that, there's remails. And then it's, if you average it out over one single employee in the back office out of the three girls, if you average the hours out, it takes about 3 months to do take care of property tax. So if you figure the hours of the girls taking care of that on top of what it cost us, on top of the remails, we're going to be saving money. And that will give them time to do other things with all the regulations and everything that's been put out. It'll give them time to take care of some of that. It'll also give them time to keep up with the budgeting for each department in the next gen. Ashley is learning next gen right now. That next gen actually goes down through there and takes in, takes out the budget, yearly budget. As we spend money, it comes in, it goes out. So it will give them more time to take care of that, and it should stay more on track and everything, which it's been on track. It's just, it's been difficult on Ashley here lately and everything with that. So she's working on that. There's benefits to the citizens for this, because they will be able to pay their taxes monthly, quarterly, mm-hmm. every 6 months, however they want to pay them over the year's time. And some people have their taxes escrowed, some don't have them escrowed. The ones that don't have them escrowed, if they don't have a house payment or their bank or wherever they got their loan doesn't allow that, then it will allow them to make those monthly payments. That way they don't have to come up with the taxes all at one time. As we discussed in the committee meeting, we will bring this probably to the next board meeting, a resolution to the next board meeting to be passed on. I know Jessica, he was out or whatever. Was you the only one out that night? Is that right? Bet was out. Okay. Do y'all have any questions about that? Because I can get y'all some information on it if you need it.
I heard enough.
I think another important point in that was they will go back
10 years
and collect delinquent taxes for us. So I think that will pay for it.
That'll help us.
Yeah.
It's
less
stressful on everybody.
And they
too.
Have the means of running folks down that we don't. That we do.
They have a collection deal that we can't
yeah,
do. If we did the collection deal, then it would cost us a lot more money. And it's already set up in their system.
Well, the city hall employees would be able to take that time to focus on other things that are more important as far as every citizen at whole versus just the citizens that don't pay
right.
the taxes.
And they'll need some extra help.
Yeah.
And also tax relief, the people that's not getting in on tax relief now, they will start making sure that they're on tax relief. So it will help out 65-year-old plus or veterans. and everything. So that's going to help them also. And it will also keep them going to one location to pay their taxes. It'll all come on one bill. Mm-hmm. It'll be county tax, school tax, and city tax all together in one bill. So you won't have to be running around trying to pay this one here and pay this one there. Mm-hmm. So
I think the citizens will be happy with that.
They will.
I think so.
It's less stressful, too.
Say again.
I said, once I understand it, cause like you said, the first thing, you know, we're not raising taxes.
I want to make that clear that budget's coming up. We'll decide what we're going to do at that point. But right now, there is absolutely no, this has nothing to do with raising or lowering taxes, anything. This is just trying to work to help the citizens make sure that they're able to get their things done the way they're supposed to.
I think it's a dirt bike.
Dirt bike.
What it sound like?
What it sounded like. What he got going?
Do you know of anything else? Did she leave you a list or anything?
No.
Okay. Water and sewer operations.
Wilson Well came today and cameraed our well. The screen looked good. Stainless steel screen is clean. Come back tomorrow. We'll start putting the well back in. Once it's up and going, we're looking to put the fire hydrant next week on Ashley to South Main, next Tuesday, the 22nd. Then third, we're looking to put the fire hydrant back on Peachy Cottage.
This is well 7.
Well
7 was only pumping at 450 gallons per minute.
250.
Okay, the other one, 6 was 450 then.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's supposed to be pumping it up to 800.
Right, that's right.
Yeah.
And that's what I was going to ask. If it's clear and it's clean, then...
Well, the wire rings on the pump were wore out.
Okay.
All right. So they replaced them. They brought it back.
Why didn't you say that?
Well, I said that to them. Well, no, the wire rings were wore out on the well pumps. They replaced them.
Okay.
The number 6 well... we'll check it, but not right now, because it's not pumping at capacity either. But we've got to have this one up and running at capacity before we check number 6.
Okay.
Because it should run around 700 gallons per minute, but it's only running around 450. So, but we'll check that once we get this one to make sure we got this one up going or how it's in. State came in last week. We got hit on 2 things. We do have to install an electric gate between the shop and the water.
That's a lot.
Go ahead. We got hit last year.
Go ahead.
But this year they actually emphasized that you got to have. We have a bid from last year.
An electric gate, you said?
Yes.
Does it have to work or just have to be installed?
It's got to work, Marty.
Well, I mean.
Where? Between what?
Where are we going between the shop? Where are we turning from the shop?
Yeah.
Go right there.
Can you tell me why that is?
Because of the Homeland Security Act.
Okay.
Because nobody's there all the time. You know, we're not there and they're not there. That's
why. So what does that mean?
Homeland Security. That's in case nobody can go in and contaminate the water.
No, I understand that. But there's already a gate there.
Yeah, but it's not closed all the time.
So if you leave, you got to...
We're going in and out all the time.
So what you're telling me is that whenever you come in and out, it's got to be able to automatically close.
It's got to be shut as soon as we come through. You can't leave it open.
So you're saying that you guys don't want to get out and open and close?
You got that shit right.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I just want to make sure I was correct.
Well, you're correct.
Okay.
All right. So
I knew I was right, but I just wanted to say.
That's right. And also we got in on the inspection at the Industrial Park water tank.
Yeah.
But American Tank's coming in tomorrow. And they're going to be inspecting 45 out of Chip Patrol and the Industrial Park. We're going to drop a robot in and check all that out. Mm-hmm.
We probably ain't going to like it.
Mm-hmm. What?
We probably not.
I know, but we got to do it. So, let me see.
Well, we've already been talking about that anyway.
We run from it long we could have talked.
And on wastewater, swapping the bearing out on the aerator. That can be a 4-hour, 8-hour, or 2-day job. We don't know if we get it to.
What day is that?
Wednesday. Yes.
Are y'all off on Good Friday?
Yes.
You all day?
Yes.
Or part of the day?
All day.
Okay.
I'm Well, I'm not going to be in town, Chris.
Well, I'm thinking about making it mandatory for you guys to
work. I still won't be here.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Anything else?
That's all I got.
What about that electric gate? You tell me it was.
Yes. No. It's electric gate.
Mandatory. I don't like electric gates. I understand.
I don't either.
I understand.
They get hit by lightning all
the time. Two in the truck passenger gets the gate.
Yeah, a lot of times they get one.
No. Most of the time it's both.
No.
No. Used to be.
May used to be. No more.
Yeah. No, seriously. We'll look at the electric gate in the budget. We're not going to do it now. You can go ahead and get prices on whatever.
I think it was budgeted for last year, Chris.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm sure with inflation and everything, it's
better. Yeah, that's what I figured going up.
So, my question is, how are you going to keep it closed?
Closed automatically.
I understand that, but the city shop stays open.
Yeah, but I mean, when you come up,
which means you have
a fob in each truck that will hit it and it will open.
I'm talking about the city shop doors.
You drive through the city shop, still driving through the gate. Somebody wants
back. Well, they didn't hit us on that, guys. They hit us on the damn electric gate.
I'm just asking.
They said nothing about my shop door containing the water.
Yeah.
That was the city street shop, not the water.
That's true.
So we can take that out of the water.
No. Yes. The electric gate comes out of the water because that's the reason it's going in.
Yeah, it's all the water.
It come out of the water. Would it be water and sewer?
We can get Max Guard, we just put a man down there.
Well, yeah, you do that. Let him open and shut it.
Yeah.
That may be cheaper.
Yeah, he can open and shut your shop door.
Yeah, yeah.
Just talk to Homer.
Yeah, hand you a sandwich and water.
Yeah.
That way you don't have to stop me, bud.
All right. Committee reports, finance administration personnel. I just want to commend the fire department and everybody that helped with the spring mark down there at the fire department. I thought it was really nice. It was really good. There was lots of people there, and it was good for the fire department. They really enjoyed it. They put up the fans the other night in the fire department. They got those installed.
That wasn't one of the big ass fans, was it?
No.
Just had to say that.
No, that's what they're called.
Oh, I know. I'm fully aware. We talked about them for a couple of years now.
I called a big butt fan then.
I know all about him.
Put up three of them. We will start budget meetings. We'll start the first week of May. So just make everybody aware that we'll be starting that in the first week of May. I'll just be upfront, just so everybody knows, there will probably be at least two police cars in this. Y'all need to tell us how we need to go about doing this. Do we need to spend $30,000, $32,000 on used, help me, Chief?
Used cars with no equipment in them, no warranty or anything.
Through
Missouri
Highway Patrol. Or do you guys want to spend, and I don't know the exact amount, it's $52,000?
Yeah, they're fully equipped, except for we just had our radios to it.
We'd have to get them equipped, and then that's going to cost us money on the use.
It's going to cost us about, totally equipped, will cost us somewhere in the neighborhood of $41,000, I believe is right.
And those have, and that has a warranty?
That has no warranty.
On any of it?
No.
Nothing.
Drive home.
You bring it home and it's your,
leave the grounds.
They do look over them, they do, but for $10,000 difference, it's not worth not having the warranty with them. So I just need you guys to say, yes, y'all need to start getting quotes and figure this out, or no, we're not doing it, one way or the other.
Go on, get your quote.
Yeah.
Because I need to know.
Because if we decide against it, we still got them.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just need to, because we've got to have line items for budgeting or whatever. So.
I got a question.
Okay.
The cars that we get from Missouri, the state trooper cars, right? Mm-hmm. How long do we get out of those cars mainly? 2 or 3 years?
We get them at 70,000 miles on them.
Yeah.
And my goal at one time when we used to get brand new cars was to keep the car 7 years. These cars are doing about 4 years before we start doing a lot of maintenance.
Yeah.
Like right now, I got two in the shop.
Again. Other than what we just got through with.
So you're talking big money right there.
Yeah.
So you're thinking that 3 years, once they start going down, you've got that 3 years that they would be. And all the expenses that you would spend on that extra 2 or 3 years that you would gain is probably going to super subside what you actually buy one from Missouri.
We're actually running we run 3 years under warranty.
Yeah.
And then we're running about 2 years after that before we start having maintenance issues. And then we have maintenance issues and we run them. These, with the Missouri ones, I know we've had maintenance issues the past 2 years. And
10-year-old and 9-year-old cars. And when we got them, they had 70,000 miles on them. So we've been working on them. Luckily, we had people out, so they weren't driven for so many miles, and all this stuff. But
yeah. So, and we got another one that we're trying to figure out about. So right now we're looking at two. And if we can get by with two, that's what we're going to do. So
the last time we ordered two, it took 18 months to get them.
18 months.
Going to be two more, right?
Would you surprise me?
Who got those cars?
Not right.
So, anyways, I just wanted to figure out what y'all wanted to do about that. If y'all wanted to, we know about how much the Missouri Highway Patrol cars are. So, water and sewer.
Nothing.
Fire and rescue. Police. Yeah. Public Works.
Who's that?
Mark.
Been updated on Lee Street. Leaf machine still, we're waiting on schematics.
City Beautification Committee?
We've talked about the flowers.
That answered it for me.
So far, nobody wants to get real flowers. That way they'd be easier to keep up. There won't be all that heavy watering. And that's what we were just talking about. And I've already been looking some up, so they're real reasonable and cheap.
Okay. Anything else? Buildings and walkways?
I don't think I have anything on buildings and walkways. So do you think?
Parks and recreation?
I don't think I have anything on parks and recreation. Let me tell you.
And Dale, go ahead.
Yeah. I would like to know that Kevin and Boo have been down there every day making their park looking good, dragging the ball field.
It's horrible.
Digging up sticks. We'll make it all aware of it.
I just want to say that I was down there Saturday and Sunday both, and I never seen them there all day long.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, I thought you said they were there every day.
They are Monday through Friday.
Oh, never mind.
It was packed Saturday, it was packed Sunday, so they're gonna have plenty of work.
It's packed tonight?
Them twice.
Tonight?
I worked all day on that, didn't you?
On the ball stuff.
Did you drag fixed?
Yeah.
happened to all over the place.
It worked?
Yeah. Billy Joe Thompson.
Can we get those dugouts sprayed?
For what?
For bees?
Carpenter bees.
I think we had to do that last year.
Well, you got a test rack and go down
don't
there and squat it.
Don't make a man.
That's be sprayed.
It would be.
That'd be fun.
Right.
Okay, is that a no? We can't get it sprayed?
Yes, we'll get them, yeah, but not tomorrow. I'm just telling you. It'll be one day this
week. I don't know why. They're down there every day.
Take
spray one down there.
Take and swat them. That's what I do.
Take another shit too, because I spray bees, man.
Why can't you be nice to me, Dale?
Harder, more.
Because you ain't been here.
I'm one of your biggest fans. I'm one of your biggest fans.
I got to take it out on you, man.
It's for the little kids.
They ain't going to bother them.
What?
It's for the
they
little
bees. They don't sting you.
They would be.
Any unfinished business? New business. Entertain a motion to pay the accounts of April 14, 2025.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion made in second. Is there any discussion? Who made the motion?
I did.
He did it on second.
That 20 on Ripley bearing.
That's for the bearing that goes on the
right here. On the one down here.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's number 18?
The North Cliff. The Mills on Wheels.
Oh. I didn't even know we had those on wheels.
We need to do it out of Trenton. It's all done out of Trenton.
Oh. Okay.
What about 30? Top business systems.
I don't remember.
This fire department?
Yes, it is.
Fire department.
I don't think that's a new one.
Not new, it's just it don't come up very often.
No.
Last time
they
was short or whatever, so we got like half of what we were supposed to get. This
okay.
Is a regular order.
Oh, just the bills.
The, like,
the what
bills.
You print them up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey, my tops is the bills. Get it?
Got it, bro.
Okay. You got rolling. Actually, I thought it was the fire department. I thought it was something in the fire department.
Didn't know.
No, I didn't.
I brought light upon the situation.
Thank you very much.
I haven't seen that Steve Frost agency, but I looked it up earlier, and it's an insurance agency out of Henderson.
Yes.
Is that for car insurance, building property insurance, officer car insurance, truck insurance?
Steve Frost.
28. I knew I hadn't seen it yet. So I looked it up and I seen
that's the first time
what he was.
Jack Bro.
Yeah, the fire department. Accidental help. It's a new policy.
Okay.
Any more discussion? What's 36, Marty?
That's an after hours dog catcher. He ain't took his medicine yet.
I seen him out this morning. I did see him out this morning.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
He ain't work pressing day, Jim.
It's that black and white dog. Marcus. You know that?
No more discussion. We call it a roll. Start Marty. Go right.
Aye.
She carried.
Make a motion with Jerry.
Make a motion.
Take it.
Amen. All right.
We're going to get that ice right.
Yeah.
Be in the basement.
How are you?